If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erios production.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party. I love you guys. I'm so inspired by you. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Allie. Hi, Rachel. I love you, and thank you so much for following Michael and I. We appreciate you so much.
Hey, everybody. This is Paul and Karini.
This is the 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party.
With Allie, Melissa, and Rachel.
It's the best podcast slumber party I've ever seen. Actually, it's probably the only one I'll watch. Keep inspiring and, you know, live your best life. Allie, Rachel, Melissa, my number one girls. Oh, by the way, y'all are young. Do y'all have an egg? I can tote it. I just need your egg. Love you.
Hello and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party, your favorite 90 Day Fiancé podcast. I am Allie Siegel. Actually, no, I'm Stacey Silva today.
Oh, I'm Darcy Silva, a.k.a. Rachel Fisher.
I'm also Darcy Silva, a.k.a. Melissa Stenton.
We almost forgot our real names.
Honestly, because we're
I feel like Darcy right now.
We'll post some clips and then Patreon subscribers will get the full video. But we have decided to dress up as different stages of Silva. I am Stacey wearing one of her iconic head wraps that she's been wearing this season. And I'm wearing a big, I've overdrawn my lips.
But
I went outside to talk to my dad for a second and he did not notice, which makes me feel bad.
It looks normal on you.
Like my face? I know.
I mean, Allie already has like big luscious lips.
You already have big lips.
But I drew them. How's my acne?
Yeah, I can
drew
tell.
Them on my face and no one has noticed. So maybe this is just something I start doing now.
yeah, why not?
Melissa, which Darcy are you?
I'm Darcy. I don't know what season this is from, but where she is wearing a black sports bra with a black blazer and like black sparkly pants and like black clips in her hair, and her hair is like blonde and curly, and I got a wig.
It looks like it's from a reunion show.
Oh,
she looks good.
I think it is reunion Darcy.
Yeah. It's recent because those hair clips are from a recent season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's looking good. And I asked Melissa if she had that wig from she and her husband doing sex stuff, but she said no.
We will know. Darcy and Georgie.
We're
going to do your Darcy and Georgie play.
Georgie, Rachel, feed me oysters.
No, feed me a shrimp. Rachel, which Darcy are you?
I'm a current season Stacey and Darcy with my fake Gucci sunglasses on. Mm-hmm. Darcy loves her designer knockoffs, and I love that about her. Oh, Allie also has some excellent fake Gucci sunglasses, or maybe they're real Gucci. I don't know.
No, these are like from Forever 21 10 years ago. They're so dirty.
Well, I got these at Target.
Oh, hell yeah, babe.
And they look like the fake Gucci. They look like the Gucci sunglasses with the crystals around the frame.
You should just wear those.
I actually like them. I probably will just wear them.
They're kind of Elton John-ish also.
They are.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should post a list of, we should look at the Target website and do like, if you want to dress like a Silva sister for Halloween, this is what you should buy at Target.
Like a style guide.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
that's a great idea.
Yeah. And then we should try to get like Target to like sponsor us. Never happened.
And I tried to make my boobs look big. It's very hard to make my boobs look big because I have small boobs. Allie is the one with the big naturals.
Yeah, I have big Jewish naturals.
Yeah.
But thank you, Nana. But yeah, you guys are looking hot as hell. We should keep this Silva look up, in my opinion.
I'm just going to wear this from now on.
I honestly think we look good.
Yeah. You do. You look great with that hair, Melissa.
I know. I kind of like blonde.
I like it.
Maybe I'll go back.
Some new things on our Patreon for those of you who are on it. If you aren't yet, it's just $3 a month. We got a cameo from Paul.
Oh my God.
Where he is telling us a scary story. Apparently, he and Karini's house is haunted. And
he believes in ghosts and aliens.
He does believe in ghosts. And he found out that someone died on the property and he thinks it's haunted by that dead person.
Yeah.
Best part of the cameo.
Brazil? Yeah, they're in Brazil, right?
I think they're in Brazil now with the baby.
Yeah, it's like a 7-minute long cameo.
Best part of the cameo was that it sounded like he was in a meat grinder refrigerator. I had to send it to Melissa to edit out the background audio.
I had to do some noise cancellation. It was rough. It took me a while, but it was crazy.
And he's under a blanket the entire time. And like at one point I was like, where are his hands? I need to know where his hands are because I'm scared. I don't know what's going on.
He was jerking off?
At one point, I didn't know what was going on. He's like wrestling under the blankets with something.
Oh. That's probably like a nervous tic where he nervously jerks off.
I can imagine that. Like he's like that kid in first grade who is just like jerking it under the table.
Everybody had that kid in first grade. Everyone had the kid who cut his own hair off.
Yes.
Who like cut his hair off in class. There's always that kid.
Yep. Or like the booger kid under the table.
The booger kid under gross. The table and the jerk off kid.
Oh, so yeah, oh, that's why I don't want kids, like, because I know that I would have three kids and I would have those would be my three kids. Jerk off kid, booger kid and haircut kid would all be mine and they'd probably be identical triplets.
Oh, oh my God. What a nightmare.
I can see that. I mean, I relate, Allie. Like Allie and I both have like mental illness and alcoholism. Yeah. That's why I never want to have kids because
me
know
too. I'm not passing this shit
you
on.
Kill off your bloodline.
I know I'm passing on it.
No, I also am epileptic and I'm like cross-eyed. I'm like, there's no need for me to procreate. I know when I shouldn't do things and there's no need for me to have spawn. Also, we have a scary story coming at some point from Darcy and Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
So look out for that. Should be coming within the next few days. Also, we'll be on our Patreon and we'll post a clip for everyone to see. Anyway, should we get into the finale of Darcy and Stacy?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Rachel, do you want to get us started?
Sure. So we start with Stacy and Florian, and they're packing for their mini moon, which is basically their budget honeymoon because we're in quarantine at this point and they can't go to a tropical island. So they're going to Rhode Island, which is not a tropical island, nor is it
still an island.
It's not an island either.
No.
Oh my God, you're right. It's not. They just want to go somewhere with the word island in it.
Right. They're like, where in the continental
United Long States? Island or Rhode Island.
So they went to Rhode Island, which is pretty close to Connecticut. Like you can drive there.
Also, I like that the first thing she's packing is she's like, I have to have my hair extensions.
Oh yeah.
Because she said because I have a hair emergency. She had to pack them.
She can't always be wearing these scarves every day. Sometimes she has to plop in a hair extension.
Then we see, I would say, which is the most iconic thing from this episode, and it's Florian's outfit.
Oh yes. My God.
He is wearing like a fake, it's obviously fake diamonds, like a fake sparkly chain choker. Mm-hmm. Look, it is very sparkly. It is very shiny. And he's wearing a matching chain link sparkly fake diamond bracelet.
Yes. And a fedora.
And a fedora and a very deep white V-neck t-shirt.
Yeah. And some like colored aviators, like a blue purplish tinted.
Yeah.
Like rose gold aviators.
He looked like Stacy in disguise. Like he was trying to disguise himself.
He was getting ready for a podcast.
Yeah.
He was getting ready to do the pod. He looked like Stacy. He looked like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
He looked like Stephen Hawking.
Kevin Federline.
He looked like Kevin Federline. He looked like an amalgamation of a lot of people.
It was shocking. Yeah. It was a simple outfit, yet it was just like, I had to pause and take a screenshot. I was like, what is this?
The most shocking is I thought he looked hot.
You thought he looked hot?
I bet you did, Allie. It's the glasses.
I am a sucker for those kind of glasses. That's what it is. The serial killer glasses. I'm a sucker for those. Pedophile PE teacher, Waco, Texas. I'm a sucker for those glasses.
Yep.
I love those glasses too, but they didn't read hot pervert with the rest of his outfit.
Yeah, it was the chain threw you off a little
bit. Yeah, the chain.
It was the V-neck shirt. It was the deep V-neck shirt and the chain that just, I'm like, you could have pulled off a really hot pervert look.
Yeah, get rid of the chain.
Get rid of the chain and wear like a creepy cardigan.
Yes. Yeah. I think Florian, we should restyle Florian, because if he did that, like if he got a little mini mullet and wore those pervert glasses and like a cardigan or something, like, let me tell you.
He could be hot.
We could redo
his whole look.
We should.
You know what? That could be a business.
Target.
That could be a business is restyling at Target, sponsored by Target. We could restyle reality stars.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That'd be a great TV show.
Wouldn't that be a good show? Be like, this is actually a better look for
where
you.
Where we actually like style them for reality.
Because they're always too, like, tone them down.
Tone them down. And they're always looking so dated.
Yes. We could actually like style them so they look good for actual reality.
Right. Except I wouldn't touch a thing on Darcy and Stacey. I think they're perfect just the way they are.
I mean, they're ready. Yeah. They're ready for Fashion Week. They look good.
Like, honestly, I would not touch a fucking thing with them.
But you'd only touch it so that you could wear it yourself. That's the only time.
Oh, my God. I want those pants, those rhinestone jeans last week.
Speaking of jewelry, Stacey, I counted, was wearing 10 different bracelets. And they're all heavy silver bracelets. God. I had to pause. I don't know. She's like one of those women who must clink for 10 minutes before she gets somewhere.
Like, how, like, I always wonder, because I'm not like a big jewelry person. I don't wear a lot of jewelry.
Me neither.
A lot of bitches are, though.
Yeah, I don't wear any,
actually. I can't do it.
Me either.
I've had the same two rings on forever. This is the only jewelry I wear is these two rings. Look at my crazy hands that I've had on since high school. And I haven't taken off. And then I have a very small gold chain because gold's expensive. I don't know where people are getting all this gold jewelry from. It's expensive.
I don't know either. But here's my thing about, okay, when you're wearing rings and things like that, I'm going to go in a direction you're not going to expect.
I'm excited.
When you're wearing rings and stuff like that, and then you're like about to give someone a hand job, like you have to take your rings off or else it's like going to hurt kind of. So I'm just wondering for people who
just
give,
going around giving people hand jobs. Like, how do they wear rings?
How are people wearing all this jewelry? Like, she's wearing all these rings and like all this costume jewelry and like 10 bracelets. Like, before she starts hooking up with Florian, does she just like derobe all of her jewelry?
I think that she, you know, I would keep the bracelets on because then it's like a symphony while you're giving.
That's true.
Because it could be like, you can change the beat up. The bracelet.
And then she starts singing that song that she and Darcy sang at the end. Bridesmaids, married.
They also did down a song the aisle. for their dad's birthday. Yeah. Dude, I love their songs. They're so talented. Me too.
She's probably like jerking you off. Florian, baby angel.
My number in your phone.
Okay, so what the fuck is Florian wearing? They're going to Rhode Island. Florian applies Stacey's lip gloss while she's driving.
Insane.
Oh, yeah.
That was like such an iconic Silva moment.
That was.
Yeah.
I would never trust my boyfriend to apply my lip gloss.
No.
But you know that this is not the first time that he's done that before.
Right.
This is like clearly a routine. This is clearly something that she asks him to do more than once. She's asked.
It's like those crazy couples in quarantine where they posted pictures of like, my husband's dyeing my hair for me, or like, best hubby ever giving me highlights. Like, I don't need that. I don't need that bullshit in my life. That stuff's private.
No.
I just don't trust my...
He's right behind
Sorry,
you.
He's walking in the room now. I don't trust my boyfriend to dye my hair.
As Rachel's boyfriend walks right behind her recording.
I don't trust him to do shit.
I don't trust my boyfriend.
I don't trust him.
He walked back out right before before I finished that thought. So he just heard, "I don't trust my boyfriend."
So sick. I hope you guys break up over this episode.
While I'm dressed like Darcy. But you know what he did do, which I have to commend him on?
What?
Because all boyfriends are terrible at taking pictures of you. Yes. Literally, I don't know what it is that
horrible
straight men cannot mm-hmm. take a fucking picture of a woman to save their life. I always look like, for some reason, like I'm like, where did that come from? I didn't know I had that on my body. Like what? He took the picture I posted on Instagram. He took that.
Wow. Oh my God. Are you serious? He is good.
No, he's not good. He's good today. Oh. And I told him that. I was like, sweetie, this is amazing. You did such a good job.
Yeah, wow. that was a great picture.
Photo.
So Florian has a lot of training.
Yes,
that's
like her one requirement. I feel like he has to be like an Instagram husband.
Right. Because you know what? There are Instagram husbands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she's hiring. She needs someone like that.
Then Florian tells us in the confessional that he has some romantic surprises. Like
and per usual, yeah.
Strawberries, and he's bringing champagne. He's like, I'll bring champagne, I guess.
The two things he knows how to do. Also, on their way out, which I texted this, I can't remember if it was to this chat earlier, but Stacey was like, I want to have margaritas and pina coladas all week long.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you're in Rhode Island. Like, where do you think you are going?
You know what?
You're going to have some craft beer.
You're going to have some Merlot. I don't know. Is that what they drink there? Maybe white wine because there's a lot of seafood.
Yeah. It's just like where Rose. She's trying to have a Miami vacation in Rhode Island. And I respect that about them so much.
Same. I mean, well, what did Florian say when he opened the door to Darcy and Georgie? He said, welcome to Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Bitch, you could not be less in Miami right now.
That's so tight. What a state of mind. Miami's a state of mind.
It is.
And the Silva twins are permanently in Miami.
They are permanently in Miami.
That's what it is. They dress like they're in Miami.
Well, yeah. Stacey, do you remember what Stacey's wearing?
What was she wearing?
Silver sequined bell bottoms.
Oh my God. I have that in my notes. I loved those pants. See, I love those pants. Where did he buy these things?
I don't know.
I want those silver sequin pants that she was wearing in fucking Rhode Island. The most, like, look, I've never been to Rhode Island, so I'm going to make a snap judgment. I just picture it very, like, waspy and classic.
Yes.
All, like, you know, very, like, kind of, like, buttoned up, like, you know, like, northeastern beachwear.
100%.
Like, it is not flashy at all.
No.
It's like...
You know what I feel like it is who makes their clothes? You know, in like, what was it? Cinderella, where like the mice at night sew clothes for her.
Do you think the mice make her clothes?
I think it's like sewer rats. I think it's like New Jersey pizza.
No.
I think it's pizza rats make clothes for Stacey and Darcy at night. Like they're like, I want a beaded boho dress and a pair of heels and like pizza rats like okay Darcy and then
okay,
in the morning
Darcy.
they have a new wardrobe.
Yeah, because where are these clothes coming from? It's a mystery. They just show up out of nowhere.
I don't know.
They're so good. Like, and they have like, I've never seen them wear the same outfit twice. I've seen variations of the same outfit.
That's because they're fairy tale princesses.
It must be a lot of fast fashion.
Yeah.
However, I will say, I think the Silvas are making a lot more money now on TLC because both of them had matching Range Rovers.
Yes, I saw that.
Because before the Silva twins were driving Nissans, which not to say, look, I can't afford a Nissan right now. I need a new car. I can't afford a Nissan.
Yeah, I wonder how much they make.
But the upgrade from Nissan to Range Rover is substantial.
Oh, that's expensive as shit.
That's like... those are like $80,000 plus cars.
Yeah,
right?
That's crazy. Yeah.
So, and they're driving matching. They look brand new, or at least like maybe a couple years old max Nissans, Range Rovers. So that being said, Darcy and Georgie, they're also going to Rhode Island.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I always like to honeymoon with my family.
Yeah. I was wondering that. Like, why? This is not a honeymoon. This is just like a little
hang sesh.
Get together, yeah. Hang sesh, crossing yeah. state lines, going to their family's house. Again, I think the Silvas maybe have like Silva money because they have this like family vacation home.
Is that their house that's on an Airbnb? Yes.
No, they said that they're going to their family vacation.
Oh, I miss that. Right?
I missed that too. That's crazy.
And that place was fucking big.
Yeah, it was big and right on the water.
That's expensive as hell.
Yeah.
Their dad was. Oh, that's nuts. I don't know
what their father does, but he, I mean, because their house in Connecticut's big as fuck too.
Chinese dad mob, house. Maybe.
I think he's in the mob.
He's in the mob.
No, he has like some good job. He probably does some like high paying tech job. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does, but he has like a good job. And I'm sure that the Silvas are commanding a lot more money now that they've been on TLC for so many years.
Like, yeah. I feel like having their own spinoff, like they probably make way more than 90 Day Fiancé. Cause I feel like 90 Day Fiancé doesn't pay. Or like you get like $1,000 an episode.
I don't know if they do or not.
Yeah, it's like between $1,000 and $2,500 an episode for 90 Day Fiancé. But I feel like
which is not that much when you think about it. If it's 10 episodes a season.
Yeah, 10 to 12.
10 and 20 grand when like, I don't even know if they get residuals or how that works. I don't think so.
Probably not. I mean, it's more than 600 pound life. 600 pound life, oh, you only yeah. get 1500 for the whole.
Because you get the free surgery.
You get the free surgery.
That's what that is. It's the
and a friendship surgery. With Dr. Now.
Yeah. And a lifelong priceless. Friendship. If you don't fuck it up.
If you don't eat mashed potatoes.
Why would anybody jeopardize having a lifelong friendship with Dr. Now? That's what I don't get. I would be so excited.
My favorite is when Dr. Now, when like people make Dr. Now laugh because he rarely is like. He's rarely in a good mood.
That's my dream in life. Nothing feels better.
I'm proud of you. I just want him to tell me that he's proud of me. It doesn't.
Is he on Cameo? We should get a Cameo with him.
He is, but he's expensive.
Oh, I bet he.
He's fucking like $200 or something.
That's crazy. I mean, good for him.
That's special occasion right there. Maybe
yeah,
for
that's
your, maybe for your birthday.
Right, yeah. For your birthday, Allie, we'll do that. Honestly, yeah. That's a great idea. We that have really until is. March.
Yeah, we have
stick
a long
to the
time.
Plan. Yeah.
Stick to the plan. I'm proud of you.
Oh my God.
We're going to tell him. We're going to be like, Allie just lost like 500 pounds. And we want.
Allie used to be morbidly obese. Now.
And we're going to make up a backstory for you. And he's going
to tell her to stop eating pizza. It's not low carb, high protein.
Oh my God, this is so off topic, but I ordered today a $100 cake off Gold Belly.
What?
And it's coming on Friday.
Gold Belly is incredible. I've gotten pizza from Detroit and Chicago off of Gold Belly. And it
what's
is,
Gold Belly?
Oh my God. Rachel,
oh
you
my
can
God,
order
Rachel.
Food from restaurants across the United States. It comes
what?
Like. Yeah, like
yeah,
I've
and they send it to you.
Pizzas from like Lou Malnati's in Chicago. They put dry ice in there and they ship it overnight.
It's I ordered a 5-layer pumpkin cake, and like the first layer is a pecan pie, and then it's like a pumpkin cheese. Like I don't even know what I ordered. I saw it and I had to have it.
It looks incredible. You can order what's that bagel place in New York? What's that bagel place
Russ,
in New York?
Russ and Daughters. Whatever. Russ and Daughters.
I love Russ and Daughters.
Yeah, I got
that's
that for Martin for his birthday. They send you like two bagels and like a babka and like.
You can get it delivered.
That is my favorite Jewish deli is Russ and Daughters.
It's, yeah. It's
well, you can get it from Gold Belly.
It's so good. We really don't have that in LA. I'm sorry.
No, not even
Sam's
close.
Bagels on Larchmont's really good.
Is it? Here's the thing. I don't eat bagels enough, and I should. I fucking love bagels.
I ate bagels a lot starting quarantine, like every day. And then I was like, you know what? I got to stop this because it's getting weird.
That is really good information to know. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. They should sponsor us too. I'm going to get on
this. Wait, are you going to share it with your family, Allie?
Yes. Yeah, so my mom, I'm quarantining with my parents, hopefully only a little bit longer. And my mom and I requested the Gold Belly cake and we're going to share it. And so that's coming on Friday. So I'm not eating it all myself. But
you know what? I wouldn't judge you.
Yeah, I know. This is a free space.
Yeah. This is a totally safe judgment free zone.
We're not on 600 pound life. You can eat
no.
Yet.
Yeah. Just wait till I have the cake.
Darcy is upset with Darcy's upset with Georgie because somebody left a fire emoji comment.
Three fire emojis.
Oh, you're right.
Three fire emojis. She is pissed.
On one of his Instagram photos. And I will say they showed like a little flash, like they showed it.
Yeah.
They showed the comment and then they showed which picture it was. And I just was like screaming because in the picture, he's like, what is he leaning up against a car?
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. But he's wearing those fake Versace pants.
Oh, is he? I didn't notice.
Yes. Oh, I didn't notice.
That Stacy also has a matching pair.
Yeah.
Not Darcy.
Their boyfriends always turn into them. It's so funny.
It's really funny.
I felt so bad that she was making this a deal. I'm glad to know that they're engaged now because I thought that this was going to break them up.
It really bummed me out.
And it's just three fire emojis. Like people like just scroll through like she probably just did it without even thinking, you know.
It's teenage shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I'm better than Darcy, but I mean, look, I've had a lot more successful relationships in my adulthood than she has.
Yeah.
But I run my boyfriend's Instagram account and he gets girls DMing
you
him in the request. Yes. I run
what?
His account. Like he doesn't look, we don't post a lot on it. My boyfriend's not really on social media. He's
right.
Very private.
Yeah.
But I like he recently got an Instagram account because his manager was like, you need to get on Instagram.
Oh,
and he's
yeah.
like, fine.
Oh my God.
And he doesn't have a lot of followers because like I never update it because like whatever. It's like how many pictures of him like
that's funny. That's funny that
I don't
you run.
Know. I'm not an Instagram wife. But I run the Instagram account, but I get messages all the time from girls who were like, oh my God, I want to like marry you. And I just don't care. I feel bad. Honestly, yeah. I feel bad because I'm like, oh, like it's not going to him. It's going to me.
It's going to his girlfriend who's like, whatever, delete.
It's like, so crazy.
That's funny.
Like the way she's reading into it is just so dark and like insecure and
it's
immature.
Crazy.
It's just
no. I just feel bad that she's like because she went to therapy
once. I'm pretty sure she went once.
Oh,
she thought therapy was a
one
and done thing. I think she thought therapy only happens once in your
career. So I'm like, this is what therapy is for. This is like
yeah.
But she clearly is not. It's just very immature. It's so weird. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I think what Georgie said, it really broke my heart, but it there was truth in it where he said that he feels bad because he knows that Darcy has had so many bad relationships and so many men treat her bad. And he said it, I mean, he just gave a very simplistic, like, whatever explanation for it. But there is truth to that where it's like Darcy, it's clear that Darcy hasn't had a healthy relationship before.
Right.
Sure.
And I don't think she's doing a self-sabotage with
Georgie.
100%.
Yeah.
And he said something very true. He said she's looking for red flags.
Yeah.
That don't exist.
Because for Darcy, it's like, look, Jesse was made of red flags. So was Tom.
Yeah.
And I have to assume her previous marriage to Frank the rapper.
Yeah.
I have to assume that like he probably put her down and said mean things to her too.
Yeah. And they
like
probably
Tom.
All lied to her about Instagram. Like, oh, I don't know her. I don't know that.
Right.
Yeah. Or just any kind of slights against her. And she probably doesn't know what it's like to have a relationship where the guy genuinely is like invested in her and treating her.
Yeah, that is true.
Not that I'm excusing her behavior with this but I'm just
no, but, like, that's what she's used to.
It's offering insight more into like why she's sort of, and I did feel bad. It made me sad because it's like when I was in my early 20s, like I had like a lot of relationships like that too. We're dating these.
Oh yeah. The same shit.
Yeah. So I think that's something everyone can relate to where it's like you've dated someone where you ignore all the red flags and then maybe you get sort of traumatized after and the next person you date who is actually cool, you're like, well, wait a minute, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you blame a new man for an old man's mistakes and it sucks.
Yeah. So then we have a weird conversation. Can you guys explain this to me where they first get like Darcy and Georgie show up to the house and and Florian's like, welcome to Miami. And then they're all in the kitchen talking and Darcy brings up how Georgie called her Stacy once.
Okay, this made no sense. Okay,
oh,
so
right.
this is how I remember it. So I thought that they were going to the house. I thought this happened a little bit before they were going to the house, and Georgie was like, "Should we call in case like Florian and Stacey are like having sex or like are naked or like doing something weird?" And then I don't know how in Darcy's head I thought she perceived that as like having a threesome with like Georgie, Stacey, and Darcy. Like, I thought that Darcy thought Georgie was proposing a threesome or something.
Oh,
I don't know. That's how it sounded to me. I don't know how she got to point from A to Z, but that's how I perceived what she was saying, which was very different from what Georgie was saying.
So Darcy was referring to something that Georgie said like very recently. It wasn't like one night while they were in bed and he was like, "Oh, Stacy."
Okay, yeah. So she said that too. She was like, "Well, you called me Stacy." She must have accidentally called her Stacy once, and I don't even know if it was in bed or someplace else. So now she's probably created this narrative also where Georgie wants to have sex with Stacy.
It was funny though, because she kind of seemed like obviously I don't
lighthearted
think Darcy,
about it.
Like, Darcy would never do that with Stacy. Like, I don't think she's that kind of person. Like, that would get her freak on with her sister and another. Like, I don't know. I think she would do it with a woman she's not related to.
Yeah.
I think Darcy's a very sexually liberated woman. I think she's would do it to someone she's, but having said that, I believe that Darcy was enjoying entertaining the idea in a jokey way, like as a flirtation device. Yeah. Where she's like, "You can't have both of us. I know you want that, but you can't have both of us at the same time."
I think she probably thought it made him horny. I think that if Stacy and Darcy had sex in a threesome, like, it would be the most disastrous thing on earth.
Oh, yeah,
they would be so competitive, and it would end up in like World War III. It would be really bad.
Yeah, I think she was more just like being playful with him. Like, yeah, it's gonna happen. Sorry, trying to get him horny. You're right. So then Stacy says that her Rhode Island look is very blingy. Okay, that's about the sequin pants.
That's about those sequin bell bottoms.
Love that. We already talked about the fashion, and then Georgie cooked for everybody.
Oh my God.
And
he made like so pork cute. Chops.
He made like a lamb pork casserole. I don't know.
I don't know. They just good. Keep calling it Georgie food over and over again. They keep saying Georgie food.
I wanted to know more about what they were eating. Obviously, it was something Bulgarian.
Yeah.
It looked good. They had like cucumbers and like
it was on a rack
salad
or something.
It looked good.
I love that he cooks, and it's like, I think he's doing it because he really loves like providing and taking care of. And like Jesse, I think like cooked in the past because he was a control freak. Tom, I don't really remember ever cooking. He was like, "We have to go out to dinner always."
Yeah. Tom does not cook.
No. Does Florian cook?
No.
No, Florian said he only knows how to help in an emergency.
Oh, right. He did say that.
But I think Georgie cooks because he really likes to be domesticated, and it's kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like he last week at the barbecue or whatever week that was where he helped out, he was like, "Oh, I'll help on the grill."
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
I mean, then they're drinking out of the biggest wine glasses I've ever seen in my life.
See, it's wine o'clock again.
Yeah. And I knew this is heading for disaster because sometimes when the Silva girls get drunk.
Do you remember season with Jessie where Jessie says that she has alcoholism?
Yes, but I don't believe that. I think Jessie was just didn't want her to have fun.
Yeah, I don't think that.
No,
she doesn't seem like a sloppy,
No.
Okay.
Look, I think she's gotten, we've seen her on camera get sloppy drunk before.
Sure.
Do I think Darcy has alcoholism? No. Maybe she drinks too much sometimes. Maybe. Yes, she does drink too much sometimes, but I don't think she has alcoholism.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think so.
That's my armchair diagnosis.
And my
credentials is that I am an alcoholic recovering. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm Rachel.
Congratulations to both.
Keep coming back.
It works.
Coming back.
It works if you
However,
work it.
However, that being said, if Darcy ever does decide to get sober, I'm happy to
sponsor her.
I would fucking love to sponsor.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Literally, like, I would never, like, That's like my dream gig, is to be Darcy's sponsor. Okay. Her, I would take her calls day and night.
Her sober coach.
Dude. That'd be amazing.
Oh my God.
But they are getting drunk because they're in Rhode Island, aka.
Yeah, because that's what you do. Yeah,
what they're in Miami. There?
Seriously, everything's like closed down.
That's the islands for you.
The island life.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And then, for some reason, Darcy gets it in her head that Georgie might have a secret baby.
Oh,
this is...
The stretches she's making in this episode are like, I don't even know
yeah, how she's like, getting she says, to this place. In the back of my mind, I can't stop thinking about who's leaving this fire emoji for you. Like, she's obsessed with it.
This is like drunk girl logic to make the leap from I'm mad that someone left a fire emoji to you have a secret baby.
Yeah. Because she has a new baby.
So the fire emoji girl has a new baby. Georgie dated her 7 years ago, hasn't seen her in 7 years.
Yeah.
But they talked on the phone 1 year ago. So therefore, she and Georgie have a secret baby.
Yeah. Because Darcy can't find, she's like, where's her husband? I don't see any pictures of her husband.
She can't find pictures of the husband.
Well, maybe she doesn't have a husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she just got knocked up and had a kid.
Yeah, it's the 90s. Know that.
It's the 90s. It happens all the time.
It's crazy. And it's madness. She's not even saying this, I don't think, to be annoying. There's a part of her that believes this.
Like, her brain just goes to like worst case scenario. It's so
she's malfunctioning. Yeah, she's malfunctioning.
Yeah. And then she storms off to the kitchen and immediately starts crying.
Yeah.
And her hair is a mess.
Yeah. Also, she can't get into the kitchen because she doesn't know if the door is like a push or a pull. It's like a sliding door. She's just like, oh, it's a push.
Yeah. Really the best physical comedy performer of our time. Great.
Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
She's our generation's Lucille Ball. Georgie is very sympathetic to her. Like we said earlier,
he's sort of very patient.
And he's dissecting, like, you know, why she is the way she is and sort of trying to analyze that. Like we were talking about earlier in the show, that he thinks that everything, she's looking for red flags because she's so traumatized by these past bad relationships. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very insightful and very true.
God bless Georgie. We could all use a Georgie in our lives.
Georgie, honestly, he does seem like a good guy.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Like I really believe that he cares about her.
I wonder what his ex looked like or like was like. I'm curious.
Oh, yeah. I wonder.
I am very curious about that, too. We know that Florian definitely has a type because Shanti was like very, you know, done up like
Stacey
bombshell style. Yeah. Like she was brunette, but she had, you know, she had injections.
Yeah.
And big boobs. So like that seems like that's probably a type. And Tom obviously has that type, too.
Because
remember that girl?
Whoa. I just found something.
What'd
you find?
90 Day Fiance, rent Darcy Silva's new boyfriend, Georgie, for $150.
Rent?
What?
What is this? Oh, I think this is just his masseuse business.
Oh.
Renting sounds... Okay, wait. Meet Georgie, certified massage therapist, 5 years experience, 60 minutes... 150 available for any massage type, 90 minutes, 200 available for any massage type, 120 minutes, 230 available for any massage type.
That's expensive.
It is expensive.
But I would hire him once we're out of quarantine, once we're out of the pandemic. Oh, yeah,
for sure.
I will go to Connecticut and hire him.
Do we think that this is a happy ending type situation?
No, I think he really is a masseuse.
Yeah.
Sure. Does he get horny women clients? Absolutely.
Now he will more than ever.
I don't think he's giving happy endings.
I agree then. I agree with the group. I agree.
But I think he's definitely like hot boy masseur, and maybe that's like a part of his business.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys ever had like a hot masseur before where you're like, wow, this guy who's about to rub me down is like kind of hot?
I can only have female masseuses. I don't like having a male masseuse.
I only request female.
I usually do too, but I did have, there was this really hot guy. Do you remember back when Fred Siegel had a salon?
Yes.
In Santa Monica?
I
like
do.
I don't think the Fred Siegel in Santa Monica exists anymore, but back when it did, I had a masseur there that I saw like, you know, every few months named Adrian, and he was very hot.
Adrian's a hot name.
Totally. This guy was hot, and he was so nice, and he was never creepy at all. He was just such a nice man, but it was like, that was like the one guy massage therapist I've ever had. He was really nice. Then the next day, everything's seemingly fine, probably because everyone's sobered up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're headed to the beach. And Georgie is wearing a very beautiful blue and white ombre tracksuit.
Yes, he is.
And Stacy's wearing some kind of fringe cutout one piece bikini or bathing suit.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're all like, again, once again, we're in Rhode Island, but we're serving Miami.
Yeah. And the weather is definitely serving Rhode Island and not Miami.
Yeah. Like this is a cute town.
Yeah.
And I honestly respect that. I fucking respect that the Silva twins don't feel pressured into having to wear Banana Republic or J. Crew just because they're in Rhode Island. I like that they're like, I'm wearing Fashion Nova.
They're themselves to the core, and they're not changing for anyone.
She brings a Gucci, possibly fake duffel bag for their beach bag. I just love it. It's just so,
that's so tight.
Fucking love them. And then at the beach, things are super awkward between Darcy and Georgie.
They really are.
Georgie's like not talking.
He's it's not weird. Having it today.
This made me so uncomfortable because I think we've all had this experience like the day after a fight with someone where one person is still mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're giving you the silent treatment.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually the person who fucked up, who like wants to pretend like everything's fine again. And then the person whose feelings are hurt are still like, are we going to talk about last night or are we just going to pretend everything's fine?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I know that feeling. On both sides, in the pit of my stomach, I was so uncomfortable watching this interaction with them where she's trying to kiss him and he's just like,
oh, it was
not
so awkward.
He probably felt embarrassed that she was accusing him of having a secret baby at the dinner table. Like, not
on television, in front of the cameras
during the mini moon.
Yeah.
During the mini moon in Rhode Island. How dare you? And then I felt bad for Stacy or for Darcy also, because who hasn't made an ass out of themselves and then tries to play it off like everything's fine the next day?
Yeah.
My favorite move.
Look, I related to both of these situations.
Yeah.
To being immature and to being the one on the brunt of the immaturity.
Mm-hmm.
So then Georgie's like, I'm going to take a walk.
He needs to have some steam.
Like, I'm going to go follow him. We're going to bro down.
They actually kind of have like a cute friendship, Florian and Georgie.
I feel like they kind of get each other.
They do. I feel like Florian, like at some point of his life, like had a lobotomy and is now just kind of like walking around this planet. But I do think that his relationship with Georgie, he does have lobotomy energy.
He does.
Florian is low-key funny though. Like, he will bust out some jokes and no one will notice, but he'll say shit that's like low-key funny.
He's really good at burns. He'll just like,
he is good at sick burns.
Yeah, he's good at sick burns so that no one notices.
No one ever notices, like, but he low-key will drop some sick burns. I need to make notes of them more often.
I know.
Florian's probably the type of person who like loves being alone in his apartment all day with himself.
Yeah, I think he can entertain himself. I think he has a rich inner life and he doesn't I do.
Florian has a rich inner life.
He has child brain. He has child brain and a rich inner life.
He does have child brain.
But I also think that Florian is somebody who, look, as much as he was a little shit on much of this season, I think there's this strange dichotomy. Like, there's this strange, like, paradox of Florian where he can be a little whiny little crab baby sometimes.
Yeah.
But he also is flexible in many situations. Like, I believe that he's like, yeah, fine, we're going to fucking Rhode Island. I don't care.
Yeah, like, at first, in the beginning of the season, I was like, oh, hell no. Fuck Florian. He's a piece of shit. But I think that's, I mean, I guess maybe I just got used to him, or like...
I think he just runs hot.
I don't know. I didn't hate him.
He's a part of the family, I think, is what it is. He's just a part of the family now, so we're not going to get rid of him. That's just, he's just,
just stuck with him.
Stacey has said, like, he's my husband. He can do what he wants. We're sticking through this. So we as viewers just have to be like, okay, we're on board for Florian, you know?
I also think maybe we're so used to seeing just like the worst possible men on 90 Day Fiancé. Constantly,
like anytime he does something nice, I'm like, Florian's great.
Strawberries again, Florian.
You're so creative.
Florian, someone took out Florian's brain, and the only word he knows is strawberries, and that's enough for us.
You know what? If it's good enough for Stacey, it's good enough for us.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
As long as Stacey's happy, I don't care.
Good.
So they have their little pep talk the next day. Darcy and Georgie get on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Darcy's wearing a beautiful, like, flowy, very bright and colorful maxi dress with a keyhole neckline showing off her delicious breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgie pops some rosé.
But it's a screw top, which Darcy is, like, amazed by.
She's so amazed by the fact that it's, like, a screw top that kind of makes a little pop.
She's like, that is so cute.
Yeah. Like, Darcy is so impressed by this. They're on a fucking boat.
She's impressed by everything. It's so funny.
They're on a boat and she's in a dress. She's like probably wearing heels. I didn't look, but like she's I'm not wearing fucking boating shoes, you weirdos.
Yeah. She's
putting
eating
on
it
a
up.
Fucking dress and my hoops. And they're having this very romantic time. And then there's this record scratch moment when Georgie says, "Do you think it's too soon?" Mm-hmm. And are you still hung up on your exes, et cetera?
Which is, I think, a good question, not based on the fact that she's been talking about them, but kind of based on her attitude towards him.
Yes, but I think this is a conversation they should have had yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not right before he's going to do what he's... Because it just felt like a little
bit
ruined
of the moment.
Out. Yeah. It ruined the moment. It's like, because she was in a good mood. Look, they could have... They should have had this conversation. Like, this conversation should have happened, but it did just feel weird that it happened right before he busts out a ring.
I know.
Yeah. If my boyfriend who doesn't exist was like, are you over your exes? And then I was like, yeah. And then he was like, okay, well, let's get married. I'd be like, this is a weird proposal.
And he also said, are you going to marry me?
Yeah.
He didn't say, will you marry me? He was like, are you going to marry me?
Are you going to marry me?
The one thing that she says prior to that like, which maybe she learned in therapy or like is her new mantra, is where she was like, I'm not a kid. I'm an adult and a mother and a businesswoman. And I want the kind of future I want for myself. This boat ride is amazing and romantic, but it's not going to make me trust you. And like, that's when he proposes after, which obviously he was planning on doing. But it's just like the whole proposal was a little tense.
It was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
And then they did that reality show pause where it's like, is she going to say yes? It's like, well, we know she's going to say yes because... They announced it on Instagram and it was in People magazine.
Yeah.
But I hate that reality show pause. It makes
She's like,
so...
I have to think about it.
And then she immediately said yes.
You do love me, don't you? What'd she say?
In her confessional. And she said, I'm too old to have to worry about other bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen, sister.
Amen to that.
Darcy, you need to remember that. You need to remember that every day. Not only are you too old to have to worry about other bitches, you're too beautiful and brave to have to worry about other bitches.
Wow, that's beautiful. You should write that to her in a message.
I want to. Like, I just want to tell Darcy every single day that she's so money and she doesn't even know it.
Well, you can do that when you sponsor her.
Yeah, when you're her sponsor.
I will. Like I've said many times before, I don't believe that Darcy Silva has a mean bone in her body. Has she done
it? She doesn't.
Excited? But I think she's a very wholesome person. And I think she genuinely like just wants to be love and give love.
Yeah, I think so, too. Do we think that we're going to have a second season of Darcy and Stacey following her stuff with Georgie and Florian and Stacey?
I mean, probably, right?
They have to.
Yeah, I can't see. I don't see why they would cancel it or not do it.
We have to see the marriage and like the leading up to the wedding.
I wonder if they're going to have kids. Well, if they're going to have kids, Georgie and Darcy.
I don't know.
Well, Kashirdi has two teenage daughters.
I don't think they will, but that could be a plot point, whether or not it's real or not, that like, oh, Darcy doesn't want to have any more kids, or Darcy has to do IVF because she's like 46 or whatever.
Right.
Georgie wants kids. Is this a deal breaker? Like they could pull that whole thing like we've seen before. Oh, the other thing I forgot to mention, right after Darcy says, yes, I will marry you, they showed something that broke my heart. And
they
showed two flashbacks.
Oh, right. Those flashbacks.
Those were so heart-wrenching. Yeah. Those were fucking heart-wrenching. It was a flashback to when Tom or Jesse gave the fucking promise ring. It was a flashback to the promise ring moment when Darcy had her jet black hair. And then it was to Tom
the fucking key.
Yeah, it was a major bummer. So, I mean, it's a victory of sorts, you know, that finally she's engaged now. And I mean, like, to wrap it all up, there's a dinner at the end of the episode where they go back and reveal their engagement to Stacey and Florian.
And dude, that was amazing.
The reaction was sweet, but also like kind of such a neg.
Why? Because it was their mini moan?
No, because Florian was like, oh, yay, it's finally happening for you. Or like,
I didn't even realize that.
In his weird, like,
yeah, it was like after years and years and years and years of desperation, it's happened for you.
Thanks, Florian.
But it was sweet.
I liked when Stacey grabbed Darcy and they were hugging and sobbing. And Stacey goes, oh, Darcy. Oh, Darcy.
They were heaving, crying.
How does Stacey have the two best lines of the season? Oh, Darcy and God help us.
God help us. Stacey is an undervalued player of, we didn't get to see her 90 Day Fiance, even though she did have a 90 Day Fiance. It probably would have been too much for her to be on those seasons. But I'm glad we got to really get to know her now because she's so great.
She's awesome. She's so awesome.
God, she's the best. God help us.
And then they were like, will you be my bridesmaid? Will you be my bridesmaid?
We'll insert the song that they sing a song. They make up a hot little ditty that who knows, maybe they'll turn it into a full song, hopefully one day.
Ooh, I feel like making a song. Let's do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to walk down that aisle in style. Yeah. I said I do. I said I do. I said I do do do. Oh. And I said, do, 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 do,
I said, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Oh, my God. You've been listening to it.
Number.
Anyways, hopefully we'll get a Darcy and Stacey season two. And until the next season of 90 Day Fiancé starts, each week we will be bringing you gossip, hot takes, and kind of behind the scenes sleuthing stuff that we find out. And we will be bringing that all to you in our main episodes. Stuff that we find in articles, through Instagram sleuthing.
I want to find Georgie's ex-wife. That's my goal. I got to figure that
out. Melissa is really good at like ancestry.com and like all her weird, creepy websites. Like Melissa always finds out like where people lived and like their license plate numbers. And like,
She's so good at that.
Yeah. Melissa's like a weird PI. So we'll do some investigation into people's high school lives.
I'll find his ex-wife. I'll find his ex-girlfriend. I'll have all of that.
Do you guys watch Criminal Minds or did you?
I did not.
No.
Okay, you guys, I like recently got into Criminal Minds in 2020. Yes, because all the seasons are on Netflix. You guys, it's so tight.
Oh, that's like, good to know.
It's even more fucked up than SVU. I can't believe it. Like the crimes, you like, it's unbelievable how fucked up all these crimes are. They're like over the top.
They're so crazy.
There's a computer tech lady and she's really horny. And that's just like, that's, I was Melissa. Like, oh, Melissa is like just as good as that lady.
Wait,
like,
is that CSI Criminal Minds?
No, it's not CSI. It's Criminal Minds and it stars Matthew Gray Goobler.
Oh, he's hot.
He's really hot and he's a weirdo. He's a fucking weirdo.
I don't know him, but I know of
he's a very attractive man. Who else is on it? Joe Mantegna.
Oh, yeah.
Sofia Vergara's husband?
No, not that guy. The guy who plays Fat Tony on The Simpsons, among other things.
100%.
He's like a very famous actor. Once you see his face. Wait, and then the other person that's on it is Mandy Patinkin was on it for the first two seasons and then he left and he like told the press, he's like, this was like the most embarrassing show I've ever done in my life.
Oh my God.
That means it's good.
No, yeah. It's so great. You guys, you have to. I've been trying to get Desi to start watching it, but I think it's too corny even for her.
Well, I was watching Bosch.
Maybe we'll have a Criminal Minds segment on our 90 Day Fiancé podcast.
You guys, Bosch sucks.
I love Bosch.
You guys have never watched Bosch. It is the most dad show ever.
It's in Los Angeles, so like all the references are like,
yeah, it's true.
I'm gonna get sugar.
You like hearing about Tinseltown?
Yeah. You know what? I tuned out of Bosch when he said that Paquita Moss was the best Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles.
I beg your pardon? Yeah, someone from Milwaukee wrote that episode or that line. How did that not get cut?
Like someone who just moved.
That's like saying
Milwaukee.
Like Baja Fresh. Like what? Yeah, I know. That's insanity. Chipotle is the best Mexican.
He says it with a straight face. He's like, he tells his daughter, he's like, I'm gonna get you takeout from the best Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles. It's from Paquito Moss.
That's Looney Tunes.
So bad, but it's good.
You know what? I watched like the first three seasons or whatever.
You watched three seasons.
You watched that? I thought you tapped out of one episode. You watched three seasons of Bosch?
Hell yeah, I did.
I haven't even gotten to the third season yet.
You really wanted to form an opinion.
I really was like hoping it would get, but like the first season was good.
It was.
Well, that's a real testament to your character. You don't give up on something.
I really don't. And like, it's really sweet. I was watching it with Brendan, you know, and then like he went out of town. So like I stopped watching it.
That's really nice.
Well, and then I, yeah.
No, I mean, we could keep talking about this if you want.
No, I really, you guys, I feel like people who listen to our show would watch Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
I feel like
we should do a little corner of the new show that we've watched for the week and just talk about it each week. Yeah. A little talk about what we're watching.
Oh, I'm sorry to keep talking about what I'm watching. But before I hopped on the Zoom call, I was watching Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh my God, I haven't watched that in forever.
I love that show.
It's great.
All those girls are nutter butters.
It's a great background show for doing other shit. So I was putting on my makeup and watching Say Yes to the Dress, but I wasn't even watching it because it was on TV. Like I actively sought it out on Hulu.
Here's the thing about Say Yes to the Dress is all the dresses are always so ugly.
Yeah.
All their family always is so mean. You can actually find really beautiful wedding dresses on ASOS.
What?
Which I didn't know.
Yes.
Beautiful really? Wedding dresses. Beautiful is like an overstatement. But like if you go on like Lulu's or ASOS, like budget websites, like they have wedding dress sections.
Yeah, they do.
For like $200. You can get a really pretty simple dress. Don't ask how I know.
Everything they show us at Kleinfeld's on Say Yes to the Dress, like why does everything have rhinestones on it?
I know.
Because I think a lot of people like that aesthetic. I mean, think about Stacey Silva's wedding dress. It was bananas.
Very sparkly.
That's true. Sparkles.
So I was so mad and I need to like track down this dad's name or something. I was so fucking infuriated because this beautiful young woman is getting married to like a professional athlete. So she has like a big budget for her dress or whatever, which is great for her. The dad came with, which is like, I mean, Okay, my dad's a little different because he's like very into fashion, but this dad is clearly not into like style, but he came with her only because he wants to make sure she's all covered up.
Oh, I hate
that. Thank you. No,
so
thank
he was
you.
Like,
no.
So like, this was like the creepiest thing ever. This woman must be like 28 or something. And he was like, I don't like that. It's show too much. It's showing too much skin. And like, she was like, I don't like the scenery. Like referring to her chest, he was calling it the scenery.
No.
Ew.
This guy was disgusting. He kept talking like he was telling her what kind of wedding dress to get.
Ugh. No,
goodbye, daddy.
Goodbye, daddy.
Goodbye, daddy. Anyways, join our Patreon if you want to get all the video. If you want to see Paul, Darcy, and Stacy telling us horror stories, if you want to see the full video of our episode today, it's patreon.com/90dayfianceslumberparty. Please find us on Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. We will talk to you next week with some hot gossip about your favorite 90 Day Fiancé stars. I am Allie Siegel, a.k.a. Stacy Silva.
I'm Rachel Fisher, a.k.a. Darcy Silva.
And I'm Melissa Stetton, also a.k.a. Darcy Silva.
And we are Silva Strong. Yes, bye.
Bye.
Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.